Hello all, this is Lady E with Inside Lady E's Mind, a podcast that covers a variety of subjects from a black female nerd perspective. Be chatting with you all soon. This week on Inside, or I guess this month really, on Inside Lady E's Mind, we're finally back, or I'm finally back. It's been a rough couple weeks, y'all, with a lot of change for me. As I told you guys before, I started a new job, which so far has been going well. It's been going smooth. Unfortunately, school has not been going as smooth. And I'm going to have to find a new school, which is why I posted on my Instagram recently about failure and it being like a new avenue. I don't fault people who, you know, who decide like after failing, they just decide to go a new avenue because maybe it's been that one too many times already for them. For me, it's not. I am honestly tired of it, taking so long to get my BSN, but I'm not going to give up. I'm currently working with another school now. I'm hoping since it's Labor Day weekend, once it's Tuesday, they'll have all my stuff, and then I can go ahead and get started with the new school, hopefully by the end of the month. I'm just trying to figure out why each time I log into my FAFSA account, it won't let me change the school because I need to add the new school code, but it wants to be difficult and douchey with that, so apparently we're just gonna have to figure that out another day. But just some new things. I did actually update my blog recently, a black female nerd. Thankfully I hadn't written on there for a long time. I had just taken a hiatus because it had just all been a lot. And I just needed a break, but I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to be recording again. I'm glad to be writing again. It feels really good to be writing. And then, of course, as always, I'm trying some new skin products because that's what I do. It seems so far, though, it's going well with the retinol. I'm probably going to use it tomorrow night because I know today I shaved using my Billy razor. And before I did that, I actually cleaned my skin, exfoliated my skin, cleaned it, and then tried using the little waxing strips, which it seems my chin hairs always win against the waxing strips, so then I just go to shave anyway. But this time when I shaved, I used the Bliss pre-waxing oil since I still had some left over from when I tried the hard wax on my face, and that didn't work out either. It didn't take off any of the hair, but the oils worked, so I did that, and then I washed my face after so that it wouldn't break out horribly afterward. And then tomorrow I'll start using the ingrown eliminating pads from Bliss as well to hopefully prevent any ingrown hairs, because those suck and you never can shave those out. You gotta pluck them, and I'm tired of plucking. But I mixed the retinol with the little drunk elephant sample I have because it helps buffer it a bit and it doesn't burn my face. It actually feels good, which is good, and I'm hoping in the next couple weeks it'll start to improve my face. It's already helped with my acne, because normally I'm on my period and I would be breaking out horribly, but I've only had like one pimple, which is excellent. So between the retinol and the Peace Out Acne Serum, I say that's doing the trick. I did break down and I did order Fenty, not the whole Fenty thing, because I did get the Crave Beach Shield SPF, that's SPF 50, but I did get the cleanser and the fat water to try because I did want a new toner because I don't feel like my current one's doing anything. And I'm always for trying a new cleanser because I'm close to out of my current cleanser, so I figured it's a good opportunity to try one. So I bought two, because why only buy one? which, of course, would be the Fenty Skin. I love things with fragrance, even though supposedly it's supposed to be bad for sensitive skin, but I figured, I like nice smells. And then I'm going to try the Cake Oil Cleanser. Apparently, even for oily skin, it's supposed to be good, so we're going to try that. And then I did buy some more masks from, of course, my new favorite. I know she's on Instagram and she's on Redbubble and TeePublic. I implore you to check her work out. She does beautifully African American, like Black Lives Matter, and just all these black men and women. And like all these vivid, beautiful colors that look like paintings. It's like capital G, capital D, capital B, E, E. So GDB. But again, it's like capital G, capital D, capital B, E, E. Her work is beautiful. And I implore you to try out her masks, t-shirts. I know the patterns can be put on like totes and all sorts of things. And then I was thinking on my blog I would start like maybe a black skincare section of like some things I've tried, or maybe just skincare overall I've tried, since that seems to be something. And then because I've tried so many different products, and because so many products have had either no results or kind of mixed results, I was thinking of doing that. I know I've seen it on Instagram. It's like a Hello Ava consultation for them to pick some products for me, because clearly I can't really pick my own, and I don't feel like going to a dermatologist, because I don't really feel like going out of the house unless it's to eat or to work, which sounds horrible, but that's the reality of what's going on right now. And that's pretty much where I am right now. I've been spending a lot more time with video games, definitely a lot more time with anime. There's an upcoming blog post I've scheduled about that, about really two anime titles I finished by now, and I'll probably be writing another one about one I rewatched. Another one I need to rewatch, which I said I was going to rewatch but haven't yet. With Natsume, I really need to go back and write that, because that's a beautiful supernatural one. The one I recently finished was Monthly Girls Nozaki-kun, which makes fun of all the romantic comedy, mainly shoujo, like romantic comedies, like romantic stuff for young women, but I feel like it also applies to just romantic comedies overall. But it's very funny, and you feel so bad for the main character, Sakura. You feel so bad for her, because dude is oblivious, and it's like, why else would this girl be hanging out with you for like 5 months if she didn't like you? But also, it didn't help that when they first introduced each other and she was trying to tell him how she felt, she just blurted out that she was his fan, which is the weirdest thing to say. She even thought that it was a super weird thing to say, but she was super nervous. And then who would have thought that it would turn out that he is a shoujo manga artist, and then he hands her an autograph, and then things just snowball from there with the weirdos that they know. It's just weirdos. They're all lovable weirdos, but just so weird. It's a very entertaining series. It's way too short. I have to find the manga to read it. I know I was reading it a while back, but now I don't remember where I was reading it. So I have to find somewhere new to read it. As for non-animated anime shows I've checked out, there haven't really been many. I finally did finish watching Perry Mason. It was as creepy, as noir, and as good as I expected. Honestly, even better. I wanted to start watching Lovecraft Country, And it feels weird to say it because I'm used to, I've watched like 12 or 13 seasons of Supernatural, but I know that they're just, it's weird to have like the background of like 1950s Southern, like a 1950s Southern background with like tentacle creatures and vampires and stuff. It's just, it's weird. It's weird for me. It shouldn't be weird for me, but it is weird for me. I'm currently watching Endeavor, on Amazon Prime with my PBS Masterpiece subscription. The episodes are an hour and a half, so if you've watched anything like Midsummer Murders, it's kind of like that, but in my opinion, slower. I do enjoy Inspector Moreau's. He can be off-putting. He's a salty dude. He's not mean. He's just straightforward. And he seems to lack that instinct that tells you, don't say it right now. Wait till you're in private. He lacks that. He'll just say it and just be rude about it. Well, rude for like 1950s, 1960s Britain, which is always rude. But, you know, like, there's a thing about like decency and order. It's like, you're not supposed to say it now, you're supposed to say it like later with this officer and blah blah blah. But it's really cool. Now I'm in season two and he has like this black female neighbor, and it doesn't seem like it's going to be rushed where I felt it was in Grandchester, where I know the primary character there had been leaving. But I feel like they may, you know, just be chill neighbors and she'll like check in on him and like, are you okay? And he's like, no, like my father died, I got shot, and now I'm clearly drinking way too much. And she'll just like check him on him. Or it could be something more, or it could just be friends. I don't know, but it's nice. She's not like someone they're gonna arrest, I don't think. It looks like she's working. She's got her own stuff. She's got her moped, which is a dope moped. I love that one. It's like this, it almost looks like a racing moped where it's like got like this big red line on it and it's white on the sides. It looks dope. Yeah, and she works as a nurse, so that's like, and she's got like the blue dress and the white little hat on, so that's a little something special to me, you know. But it seems good. And at first, I know the first time I watched Endeavor, the first time around, I was like, this is way too long. What is going on? I don't understand how this connects with the murder. What is happening? But then I watched Midsummer Murders, and then I got kind of used to that kind of, it's a very slow burn, and then it'll build up, and then we'll connect all the pieces together. So I think since I've gotten used to watching Midsummer Murders, I'm used to watching Endeavor. And apparently it's in like its seventh season, which is also pretty cool. But I'm thinking after watching like a couple episodes of Endeavor, I might go back and rewatch Prodigal Son, because I could always use some more of crazy Cookie Malcolm with his super expressive eyes and like 10-minute monologues looking crazy in the camera. I could always use that. And then you can always use Bellamy Young as an overprotective mother and then going into like a deep voice when she's about to murder someone or talk about murdering someone or talk about someone who's doing something against her kids. But that's where I am now. And then I was just going through my stuff to see what other things. And then in the meantime, while the school thing is in process, I was actually turned on to, at work, there's free CMS classes and stuff you can do on there, CMS being the Centers of Medicare and Medicaid. And since I'm a nurse, that would be a good idea, because there's different things about long-term care and hospitals and like surveyors and stuff. So I found that pretty interesting. I've done a couple of them. Some of them are like ridiculous number of hours. Like there's one thing on there, it's like 40 hours. And I'm like, that's clearly going to take like several weeks to a month to do. And there's other things that say like 25 hours and like 28 hours and like 15 hours. And I'm like, is this like depending on where you work, do you just get like 2 days a week to like work on these things all day? You just sit in your office at your computer and like take 15 minute breaks and just work on this all day? What is this? What is happening? But overall, I think with the certificates and things, it can only help, you know, since it's free. And then I've been pretty interactive on the Black Girls anime group. It's been pretty interesting and learning about different people's experiences and how they're similar and different from mine. And even today, there was one girl who was talking about she was feeling like she was undateable because she's like, my crushes, it's not requited. And, you know, some other things that I know for me personally, that's been a thing. Like, people I have crushes on, it's not requited. And then, it's either friends or just they don't even know I exist. Or when you're on dating sites, it's you're cute, let's do it. Or, you know, or one, I think dude had like, he'd been chatting with me a couple weeks. And then I had mentioned, you know, we could meet for coffee or something. And then he's like, nah, let's not do that. You could just come over to my place. And I'm like, nah, I don't feel comfortable with that. And he's like, nah, but you should just come over to my place because I want to see, like, how your face looks while, like, I was sitting on his lap or something. It was, like, something, like, clearly overtly sexual. And I'm like, instead, I didn't want to do that. Why? And he's like, why are you being such a prude about it? Like, we've been talking over chat for a couple weeks. Clearly, we're vibing. Why can't we just? I'm like, I feel like you're missing a whole middle part in here where we actually meet in person and get to know each other a little bit before broaching that. and that didn't go well. And I also got the sense from that where it's kind of other situations have ended up too, where it's like, I guess just because I don't know if it's because I'm black or because I'm fat. I don't have a problem calling myself fat. I am fat or plus size, because I know some people do it, it's triggering. Also plus size, or because I'm black and plus size, or it could be something else, or maybe they just feel like women should be grateful that you're even talking to them and, you know, just, you should be down for whatever. And I'm like, I know I haven't always had the greatest self-esteem. I'm the first one to admit that. And I know definitely with things I have going on, it fluctuates. But I do not hate myself enough to engage in that sort of thing. Now, if you do, you're more than welcome to, because, you know, you know what you're getting into. As long as it's understood up front, that's what's going to happen. I feel like for the most part, I present up front. I would like to get to know you and maybe go on like some dates or something before we even cross that bridge. And then people also present it to me like that. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, why don't you want to? And it's like, because that's not what I said. I wanted. I don't understand why you're mad. But we were also talking about that a little bit too. But I don't know. It's a lot of things. That's what's on my mind. Just a lot of things, you know, just dating and apps and skincare and what shows to watch and figuring out what the heck I'm gonna do with school and just feeling like I'm in a limbo again. So I'll figure it out eventually, I guess. I don't know. But that's what's on my mind. Hopefully this will be my podcast this week, and then hopefully I can at least be updating them bi-weekly. I know my goal was for weekly, but it might have to be bi-weekly, depending on what happens. But I'll try and update both my podcast and my blog, and then I may start doing some Instagram videos, maybe, because I did do one of unboxing. Apparently, it was very entertaining. I was just talking like I normally was, and I think how I normally talk is very entertaining to most people, but then when I try and make a joke, it sounds like a very bad dad joke. Because that's what it seems to turn out. It's either like, huh, or oh, or why, you know? Like, why would you say that? Oh, gosh. But, yeah, so that's where we are in life right now. If things change, of course, as things change, I'll let you guys know. So, lay out.